item, the long-awaited 887, and our very patient officers from the Portland Police Bureau.
887?
Yeah, 887, please.
Authorize the Police Bureau to donate 8 horses and equipment from the Mounted Patrol Unit.
Colleagues, I am very proud of the budget that we passed as a council this year. It's no surprise to anybody that Portland is in the midst of a housing and homeless emergency. We're in need of infrastructure and road upgrades and replacements, and this budget prioritized addressing these issues with record investments that we collectively made. That meant we had to make some very difficult budget decisions, including ending the Mounted Patrol Unit. We appreciate the contributions and the service of the officers and the non-sworn members of that unit who served MPU. Please join me in thanking our Mounted Patrol Unit staff and the horses, Monty, Asher, Red, Murphy, Diesel, Major, Olin, and Zeus, for their services. I actually wish that my parents had consulted the people who named those horses, because all of those are great names. When the city takes ownership of the police horses, the contract often includes a right of first refusal when the horse's service has been completed with the city. While not all of our horses have that clause, all of the former owners were contacted, and some of the horses will go back to their former owners. If the previous owners were unable to take the horses back, a good home was identified, and we ensured any required ongoing medical attention that can be provided. Today we have Commander Kelly Schaefer, Captain Larry Graham, and Sergeant Martin Schell to answer any further questions that the council will have. I just want to mention Monty is being returned to the original owner, Jacqueline Schock. Asher is being returned to the original owner, Tina Smith. Red is being returned to the original owner, Andrea Vaughn. Murphy is being returned to the original owner, Randall Snow. Diesel is being returned to the original owner, Catherine Kleinwachter. And Major is retired to Larry Kanzler. Olin, the original owner, Keith Hyde, would like to keep him to be retired to a local therapy program. We're working with Mr. Hyde to identify which program would fit Olin's unique medical issues. Zeus, the original owner, has indicated that they cannot afford to care for him due to an injury to his leg. We recommend that he be retired to the care of stable attendant Taryn McAllister. She's willing to rehab him and take care of his medical issues. We want to thank all of the previous owners, and we want to thank those who are ensuring that the transition here is a humane transition for these animals that have served our Bureau so well. Colleagues, thank you. Welcome, Captain. I don't know if you wanted to start off with any commentary.
No, I mean the horses are kind of like the canine dogs, where they're part of our family. They are officers that are retiring, that are finishing up their career. And as such, the most important thing for us and the people that we've worked for caring them all these years is to make sure they end up in a place where they're going to be loved, where they can be cared for, and they're going to be treated accordingly. And I know they've been working really hard over the last 2 months since the vote to make sure that that happens.
And I want to thank you for your hard work on that. I know you guys have had many, many meetings. You've been burning up the phones. You've been pursuing every lead, every option, and I want to thank you for that. Colleagues, any questions of this panel? Any public testimony?
Yes, we have 3 people signed up.
All right, gentlemen, ladies, you can take a seat. We'll see if there's any further questions.
J. Veronica Bernier, Jim Wittenberg, and Dan Handelman.
Jim, were you interested in testifying on this issue? Great. Come on up, sir. Dan, why don't you go ahead and start off, please?
Oh, all right. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And I'm glad to hear the horses are going to good homes and that they're not being treated as property, which is how they're listed in the ordinance today. It's sad that for years they had to walk on sidewalks and the pavement which is not what horses are meant to do. They were put in the middle of sometimes chaotic protest situations, which caused a lot of fear and alarm and injuries. Members of my group had issues, including one member who had their foot stepped on by a horse, and I was pushed up against a wall by a police officer on a horse. Years ago, a mounted patrol officer broke somebody's arm by grabbing them off of a horse. So I think it's better for everybody, the horses, the community, and the police, to have these horses be retired, and I really appreciate the council for finally taking this act after years of private money flowing in to keep the this program alive. And we've made the comment numerous times that if Port and Copwatch had enough money, we would come up with all sorts of programs that we could do, like have police walk around in clown suits. And I don't think that public-private partnership is appropriate with law enforcement. We appreciate that this program is ending, that the horses are being treated in a kind and humane way. Thank you.
Thank you. And it may be worth mentioning, it sort of got buried in other news earlier this week, that our police bureau has been working very, very hard on increasing its community policing presence, particularly foot patrols. And so there are actually six new areas that will be the beneficiaries of these foot patrols in the near future. So I just wanted people to know that we have moved in that direction with a specific program and funding in place. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Gracious. Good morning, Mayor Ted Wheeler. It's nice to talk to you in person. And I guess, you know, I just wanted to start by saying that I've always supported the police. I've grown up with police horses. Palomar Riding Stables is where we went as children, and we always fed the police horses from San Francisco Police Department. They let us feed them carrots and apples, and so I grew up knowing horses, and I began riding at about age five. On horses on the beaches, so I know a little bit about horses and police equestrian detail. I also know that in Golden Gate Park during the 1960s, the mayors always, especially Mayor Dianne Feinstein and also Mayor Art Agnos and some of the other mayors, Mayor Moscone, used police horses to control crowds. And they worked quite well. They're above the level of the crowd, and they are actually known. They're not police equipment, but they are an added adjunct of the police department. In approaching a horse, you always kind of look them right in the eyes and smile friendly and say, "I'm going to ride you," and that's a good thing. In putting horses out to pasture, I think that we should give credit, give them all medals for service, because they do go above and beyond the call of duty. Now, I knew Horse Bob and Horse Frank, San Francisco equestrian detail, and that was during Mayor Feinstein's administration, Mayor Moscone also. And both of those horses were great. We got to know them in the Haight-Ashbury, and they'd come out in the panhandle. All the kids would pet them, and that was a good thing. So I think respect is important. I just wanted to say one tiny thing here. During the latest Montevilla street fair, we had Shetland ponies, and I watched them go around. I thought this was just great. The kids got up on the ponies and they got to ride the horses, and they develop a sense for farm animals and an appreciation for what horses do. I think that they are specially trained. I think there's not a fear factor there. I once got up on a horse named Maybell, and my ex-husband had one named Firecracker in Yosemite Park, and I couldn't get the horse to go, so he said, "Take a whip and hit it." And then he did something that's kind of like when you kind of click your lips or something like that, and he went like that. The horse took off and headed for the nearest tree. He wants to knock me off, but that's another horse story. But I just want to say that, you know, it's not like Francis the Talking Horse or anything like that, but we do appreciate our police equipment in the cars, and the horses have had a wonderful life with the city. So I think, I don't know where the horse pastures are, but I hope it's a nice ride for them.
Thank you for your testimony. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and the commissioners. I really approve and I'm very happy about your new appointment to this police chief. I found out at Providence Hospital that a woman can do this job very, very well. About 10 of them, 10 surrounded me and made me feel that. When I was a little kid, I remember back when I used to come to Portland from Roseburg, From Roseburg, Oregon, with my mother, who is a furniture, holder of a furniture store down there. And she sold furniture all the time. And she, to get us to come, she always used to tell us about, as I remember, it's 70 years ago, that we can go see the horses if we go to Portland to get us into it. So every time we go to Portland, either there or in Aloha after we moved, we had the horses to look forward to. It's one of the humanizing parts of Portland. It was one of the things that always was around, and we told ourselves that this would be a staple probably forever. And I know you've had a hard time the last few mayors of keeping these horses with private donation stuff, but this is one of the saddest days of my life to see this happen to Portland, because how much more are we going to take away from the people of Portland and tell them it's good for them? We decided this is a good thing for you, so we're going to take this away and give you this. And I don't know if we're getting the input that we should be getting about what is taken away and what you guys give us. I like to have some say in that. I paid taxes over the years for 50 years in this town, and I deserve a voice in the matter. And I deserve to have you guys listen to me and make choices sometimes about what I have to say. You sometimes forget that we are real people out here. We bleed and we have stomach aches and we can't sleep at night sometimes because we're worrying about the president bombing North Korea and getting bombed by them right back. But we need your support, and we need you to like us and to be our fathers and mothers, as it would. We need that. Some of us have lost them already. And I just don't feel that right now. I used to feel it from Charlie, and I do from Nick sometimes, and maybe Amanda. But it's just not enough anymore. You're just taking away so much and say, this is good for you. You'll like this. We decided that this is the best thing for you. I don't know. Maybe my dad was right. This is a dirty business, and I should stay out of it. Anyway, thank you so much.
So, Jim, let me respond to that, because you've raised it twice this morning, and I feel like as the mayor I owe you an official response.
Good.
First of all, you mentioned that you felt more heard by the previous mayor, and that may well be the case that you were better heard.
Yeah.
But then you went on to say, as your example of what we've lost was the Burnside Bridgehead, which my recollection was that was firmly in place many, many months before I ever took over as mayor. So that's just sort of thing number one that struck me as interesting. Thing number two is nobody on this council took pleasure in eliminating the mounted patrol unit. It's not something like we said, oh, goody, we get to eliminate one of the most popular community-based programs in the city.
Sure.
The decision we had to make, and what I think is really the challenge of being a local elected leader today, and my colleagues up and down the West Coast would tell you the exact same thing, it's about choosing between options with a limited pie of resources. And I did make some very clear choices. I chose foot patrol over mounted patrol. I was very, very overt about that in three different budget sessions. We made another decision around affordable housing investments over other popular programs within the Parks Bureau. We had to shift resources. So really it's not about not listening. It's about absorbing what people are saying and then making the hard choices, the trade-offs between things. And so I will strive to do everything I can to ensure that you and everybody else feel like they are being heard. And I think if you come today, today's session at 1 o'clock, you'll hear a lot of people saying, wow, this city council actually does
listen
to it.
It'll be nice to see some police officers on the street.
Yes, sir.
Again, it's been a long time since I've seen any. The second thing, just tell me what affordable housing is. I sure can't figure out what it's.
It depends. You know, there are legal definitions. Typically, 60 to 80% of median family income. I talk about it in very basic terms. And then 30% and under is what we would call deeply discounted or heavily subsidized housing. Some people call that government housing. I really think about it generally. I think about workforce housing on one hand, which means people who are here who hold one, sometimes more jobs, and still they cannot afford to live in this community without some sort of a discount. Or alternatively, I think about on the other end of the spectrum, people with zero to no income and zero to no potential. That could be older folks on a fixed income. It could be people who have severe disabilities. It could be people who live with mental health issues. And from my perspective, there's a compassion argument there about the values of this community and supporting people from our community who truly need that hand up. But you know, there's lots of different definitions, but that's how I think. I think of it as workforce, and I think of it as very affordable.
Last comment. I went to Seattle 4 years ago after I had my first heart attack, and then I had my second one up there. And I couldn't find a place to live up there. I tried for 4 months. A lady friend of mine was up there. And I never could find a place. I shared a place that I had to go to the city and complain about because it had gravel on the floor and gravel on the bathroom floor.
Right.
But that's all opportunities we had. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen down here, that's all we got left.
And that's a great challenge.
Unless
right.
you're wealthy.
Right,
that's,
yes,
that's,
sir.
That's
Thank
why
you.
I don't want to see
that. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Although me and the police bureau may have a lot of disagreements on a lot of different issues, to me, what has happened here is to, when we talk about community policing and bringing the community closer to what the police actually do, I think by not having this program in place is a big mistake. I think that the horses themselves, the mounted patrol, were a fabric of the community that the commissioners and the mayor have taken at a discount. And when you remove something like this, it's kind of like when I was fighting for the memorials to stay in place, or I compare this to almost like the Royal Rosarians, the importance of seeing that as a community member and understanding the tradition behind it and the importance and the time it's been within the community and the history behind it. And when you rip that out of the communities, such as if you just said, Royal Rosarians, you're not allowed at City Hall, we don't want anything to do with you. You're ripping the heart and the soul out of this city. And let me tell you up here, that chair over there, the bad karma chair, which
That's
you,
me, everybody.
I appreciate it if you don't speak during my testimony. The bad karma chair, Trent, passed to you by Randy Leonard, and you won't get reelected. And let me say this to you. When you come in here and rip this apart, because of Sam Adams, karma, against Bob Ball, it's pathetic. And Mr. Adams, you should have never been the mayor. You're a blatant liar, and you're a disgrace. And let me tell you, this is your legacy. This is going to be your legacy. And let me tell you something, it will never be forgotten in this city. Big mistake dismantling this. Big mistake supporting this. Big mistake to say this great city, who is producing more income than they ever have, we just can't find the money. Who's going to believe that? We just can't find the money. Well, leverage some of that money and do a bond, like they just did on affordable housing. You didn't even try to save this program. Sam Adams, this is your legacy. Go to hell! And I will remove myself out on being disruptive. Thank you.
Dan, did you testify already?
Yes, I
did. You did. Very good. Any further comments, colleagues? Please call the roll.
Seltzman.
Well, I'm
I'm happy to hear that the horses look like they're going, most of them going back to their original owners or previous owners or headed to otherwise good caring hands. I wanted to thank Sergeant Shell and his officers for so ably providing Mounted Patrol over the years, and I know your passion for your job is and your horses is very apparent, so I appreciate your service. And I also want to acknowledge, I think I have his rank right, Reserve Commander Bob Ball, who is also tireless in his passion for the Mounted Patrol, and he has been a real trooper over the years, and you know, I'm sorry that we are doing this, but I do agree with the mayor that we had to make some tough choices, and this was one of those tough choices we made. But I appreciate the service of all those in the Mounted Patrol and all those who were tireless advocates for the Mounted Patrol. Aye.
You Daly?
Well, I'm sorry Mr. Lightning has left because I wanted to apologize to him for interrupting his testimony. Reality is he, on any given Wednesday, he's often speaking more than I am, so... With that said, I may regret saying this, but I'm just going to share it. As someone who grew up in rural Oregon with horses and as a protester who experienced the use of horses for crowd control, I'm glad to see the horses off the street. They don't belong there. And to be clear, we haven't used horses for crowd control for a long time. The patrol was really more of a community outreach tool than any kind of real enforcement patrol. And I just think it's interesting how many people come and complain about how we're wasting money, but in this case with a mounted patrol that was mostly decorative and community outreach, they want us to keep spending money. We had 8 horses, we had 2 riders. I wouldn't have fought keeping this program, but I didn't feel particularly strongly about it remaining. I realize that Portland is changing at a rapid rate, and that is traumatizing for a lot of our residents, myself included. I'm wondering if the public can go visit these horses in their new homes, which I'll just close by saying I'm very happy to hear how seriously we're taking the humane treatment of these animals who have served our community, and I am voting aye.
Fritz.
The thing that was most surprising to me in the write-up on this was that the average purchase price of these horses was just $3,000. And I say that knowing how much it costs to train a guide dog, for example, and they're very expensive. So, and I mentioned that to the mayor when we were talking yesterday, and he said that's because the officers do all the training, that the horses are not being sold to us or given to us ready to go out on the street. There's a lot of work that's done. I do remember the story of the overweight horse, I can't remember his name, who, was it Murphy? Something like that. There was one of the horses that wasn't in tip-top shape, and the staff were able to get him into order. And so it is something that community members do, many community members do relate to and will miss. It has been a tough choice, and I think especially thinking of having to provide a new home for them when Centennial Mills is redeveloped, then that cost, that piece of the cost equation was meaningful to me. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think I've already given my speech. I want to once again just thank the people who over many years were involved in this patrol unit, served it well, and led with dignity. Thank you. Aye, the ordinance is adopted.